health recommendations pertaining to behavior normally consider things like the amount of exercise you get per week, and generally that's about it. That's been the focus. But we now know with a lot of burgeoning research that all the behaviors that we do during our 24 hours have meaningful ramifications for our health. So with this evidence, we're considering not just exercise, but also things like standing up, light physical activity, and sleep, and we're considering them in an integrated framework.
So you have crunched a lot of numbers provided by a previous research study. When you kind of looked at your results, you've distilled that into optimum time use across 24 hours, which if you're a health optimizer is just like the exact thing that you want. Can you break down these recommendations for us?
So what we arrived at was the optimal 24-hour day. And this is kind of like a North Star, something to aim towards and something that I think researchers will be excited about. You know, what is the best way to spend that 24 hours? It's not exactly applicable to everyone, but what we arrived at was 6 hours of sitting within your 24-hour day, 5 hours and 10 minutes of standing, 8 hours and 20 minutes of sleeping, and then in physical activity, we want 2 hours and 10 minutes in both light intensity, which is your kind of incidental walking that we accrue a lot of, and 2 hours and 10 minutes of moderate to vigorous intensity physical activity. And that's something like brisk walking.
So, well, there's so many different things I want to pull apart here. The first thing that really sticks out to me there is 6 hours of sitting as being optimal, which actually sounds like a lot when we're told that sitting's the new smoking all the time.
We do get told that, and I guess I'll probably correct the record. Smoking is most likely more averse to our health than sitting, but we do accrue a lot of sitting, and contemporary society seems to be encouraging it more and more. While 6 hours of sitting might seem a lot, it's actually not much. And actually, what we see for the most part, the average Australian sits for about 8 hours a day. And then we kind of have especially sedentary people, such as office workers, who sit for 75% of the day, which is more approaching 10 hours. So 6 hours is a kind of relative step down from 8 and 10 hours.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're sitting at home and then you're driving and then you're required to be
Exactly.
seated at a desk and then you've got to watch your Netflix at night, like it's all important,
Exactly.
it adds up.
Exactly right. So this is maybe what this study is getting at, is any way we can kind of curtail the massive amount of time that we spend sitting per day is really for our cardiovascular benefit. So 6 hours of sitting.
The thing we don't hear a lot about usually is light physical activity. We hear a lot about moderate to vigorous physical activity and how important getting those minutes in is. Talk to me about what you found about this really light incidental stuff.
So light incidental physical activity is actually seemingly very important for our cardiovascular and metabolic health. And there's a lot of research that suggests that actually interspersing this kind of light incidental physical activity throughout the whole day, during and after meal times, actually has profound effects on our health. So it's kind of echoing what the World Health Organization is saying when they say every move counts. In my study, we found that it's good to accrue a large volume of this. It has strong and beneficial associations with our metabolic parameters such as blood sugars, our insulin, and quite strong associations in people with type 2 diabetes.
So that kind of brings us to what we're talking about when we're talking about this optimal 24-hour use of time. And the markers that you were looking at were specifically around cardiometabolic health and diabetes risk.
Correct. Yeah, that's exactly right. So we weren't looking at depression. We weren't looking at cognitive function. We are particularly looking at those markers that are associated with heart disease and the development of diabetes. You know, these are the big drivers of health detriment in our modern day societies. So that is what we focused on with this study. But we also looked at waist circumference, which obviously, you know, translates to obesity. And we also looked at a score of cardiovascular disease risk, which applies to everyone. So this analysis can be extended to other markers of health. And what you might find is that the actual ideal prescription of the optimal, in quotes, 24-hour day, it might differ. It might differ depending on what you want to look at.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you need to optimize your ability to pay your rent, and sitting's the price you pay for that. Like, there's so many different
Exactly.
ways of measuring health. How does your breakdown compare to Australians' actual time use?
That's a pretty good question. We have a decent idea of contemporary time use in Australia. For the most part, what we see is that Australians sit down a lot, and there could definitely be inroads made there. We generally see physical activity is well below the optimal, and I think from memory, what we see is physical activity is around about 2 hours. So the optimal is around 4 hours. So we kind of need to really make further inroads there as well.
And that's the light as well as the moderate intensity
Yeah, that
activity.
I'm grouping them both together there. So we actually accrue that light incidental activity kind of without realizing it. So there's actually, a lot of scope there. And if we're limiting our sitting to 6 hours per day, then we necessarily need to be standing or engaged in that light physical activity anyway. So maybe that's a way that you can think about
Yeah, if you're not sitting, you're by definition either
it.
standing or
Exactly.
doing something.
Exactly right.
So, do we need to update our physical activity guidelines then?
I think that is what is going to be arriving in Australia soon. We're going to actually have these integrated 24-hour movement guidelines. These are already available in Canada and they're actually already prescribed for children, especially with the harms of screen time and poor sleep now quite evident in children. But we are going to see this for adults soon. And these guidelines that can inform policy and recommendations that are available to the public.
Christian, thank you so much.
No worries, thank you.